Yes, hello and welcome, Gristlers, to another week of fantastic gristling for you. Gristling about what's going on in the world, but not too much actually this week because it's our supported drive here at 2SER 107.3. And we're going to ask you to help out just in a few seconds. So do stay tuned. There are prizes. Yes, welcome, Gristlers, to our wonderful first week. It's the first day we're kicking off here with Supporter Drive here on the Gristler 2SER 107.3. And fortunately, in the studios, I have another Gristler here, Trudette. Trudette, hello. Hi, Trudette. Nice to see you here. But it's just me. Who am I? I'm Starvin Marvin. That's who I am. I have trouble. We haven't got warm lettuce. He's off in a Caesar salad somewhere down in
Melbourne.
Oh, okay. All right. If you find him down there. And of course, the punditaker is, obviously punditaking somewhere else, some other program. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, look, we'd like you gristlers out there that have been listening to us day in, day out, well, week in, week out, to give us a call right now. I'm just going to hit you up straight away. 95149500 is the number here. We've got two lovely people out there. There's Jason, and I'm sure there's somebody else out there. I'm not sure. I can't see them. They're ready to take your call. Why? Because you're going to give us support here at 2SER 107.3. We do this only once a year. We're asking for your support. Now, you can do things like you can give us a donation, and that's tax deductible. So that comes straight out of the government purse, and that's what we like to hear here at the Gristle, something coming out of the government purse, because they keep pretty tight hold of that purse. And then, of course, you can sign up as a supporter. So it's sort of like being part of 2SER. You're a person that's really helping us get everything going, getting it onto air, keeping the holes in the roof covered, things like that. That's right. And Trudette, look, you might like to run through the different levels that people might like to be hit. Here they are here. There they are. So,
yeah, look, we've got a couple of different levels.
Can I hear you, Trudette, or am I on the wrong?
I can't. Oh, I can hear me now.
No wonder I couldn't hear you. I thought you were guest three. It's a shame, isn't it?
In fact, I'm guest one, which is far more important. I'm far higher up the totem pole than guest number three. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real. Come on, let's see what we've got here then.
So look, yeah, we've got a couple of different supporter options. And you've got a concession option, you've got a standard option, there's a $40 and $80. But let's get excited here, because these ones come with T-shirts.
That's right.
We've got a passionate supporter option at $160, or a lifetime supporter option at $600. And that one means you don't have to ever do it again. Is that right?
That's right.
You just do it once.
You don't have to listen to us at this time of the year ever again, because you're already a supporter for life. And that's not the life of you, it's the life of this radio station.
Is it? So yeah, we could close down next year and open up again under another name and ask for another lifetime donation.
Yeah, look, I think Trudette has had too much experience in the billing industry, and that's why she's mentioning something like this.
But did I mention the T-shirts?
No, you didn't.
Did I mention the T-shirts?
Do you like the look of the T-shirts, Trudette? Can you see them up there?
They're quite
acquired taste? No.
No. You know what? They remind me it's a record, but it also reminds me a little bit of like the graphics that drum and bass DJs use in all their albums. Oh. Like the old Pendulum album had a pretty similar graphic.
Yeah.
We won't talk about plagiarism
on this radio session.
No, well, but, indeed.
And they come in two colours.
Black and white.
So look, we've got everything covered there. Two colours and a range of sizes. There's an extraordinary range of sizes. I think one or two anyway. And so it's something that will be there that'll fit you. You can tell our lovely people on the counter 95149500. Remember that number. Go and grab a pen.
I think you can also do it online. Can you do
you
it online?
You can do it online. Look, if you could understand computers and stuff, you could do it online.
Yeah, because I hate talking to people on the phone.
Oh, but they're lovely people. There's the lovely 2SER people you can talk to.
The
people that are on air.
They might be. Yeah, look, you can talk to those people. I mean, I'm someone that, this is why I don't do talkback radio, because I just, the thought of picking up a phone just terrifies me.
Oh,
I don't even like calling for pizza.
Really?
Yeah. Uber Eats was the greatest thing that ever happened. So, because I never have to speak to an Uber taxi driver or a pizza person ever again. It's fabulous.
Trudette, have you noticed around this area, because I know you actually frequent places around here quite a lot, have you noticed that it's all easy, the easy bicycles that are running around, not the Uber Eats?
I have not noticed that.
You come out here at about 9 o'clock tonight, you get run over by by hordes of easy riders.
They're the
riders.
Ones in yellow,
easy
right?
Riders, yes. That's
the
right,
yellow
they're
ones.
The yellows. Yes.
They're the ones that, because they're the ones, if you want to order Chinese food, they usually have to have Easy Rider. Is that the one?
Yes. Now, there's something going on there. I don't know what it is. Maybe Gristlers could find out. You can find out. Give us a call on 9514 9500 and tell us what is going on in this area around Ultimo, Chippendale, what have you, Haymarket. It seems to be totally taken over by Easies and there's no Ubers. And Deliveroo's. Deliveroo's have disappeared, haven't they?
Yeah, Foodora's gone.
Foodora will lapse.
Definitely
gone. Definitely gone. Yeah, something's happened to that. And Dave, we've got them coming at us on the corners and on the streets, and we don't know why. So if you do, give us a call, 9514 9500. And also, what you're getting in this T-shirt, I forgot to mention this, get this T-shirt, it's for our 40th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
We're 40 today.
That's
well,
right. 2SER
I am.
40.
You're too young for 40. But
well,
I am 40
much
today.
Young.
Oh, more than you think. So that's really good. And the other thing is, too, if you're a passionata, a passionate supporter, you also get a big prize pack.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell me what's in that prize pack, because I can't see it on my piece of paper.
I was hoping
here.
You weren't going to ask that question. We're a little hazy on the prize pack. However, there are major prizes coming up on 9514 9500. And Trudette, maybe you'd like to read out some of these lovely prizes that we have here.
Oh, look. That's actually, yes. I wouldn't mind winning that one.
Exactly.
So one of
what
these is a 3-day Blues Fest tickets with camping family passes to the Sydney. Oh, no. Okay. So 3 days, 3-day Blues Fest tickets with camping. Prize one.
Yes.
Prize two, I didn't notice the comma the first time round.
Oh, yeah.
Family passes to the Sydney Sixers cricket match. I have absolutely no idea how that differs from any other type of cricket match, which is
well,
why I don't
people.
Do on the park, I guess.
There's six people in it, you know. Or maybe they're hitting it for a six.
Maybe they're hitting for
we'll six. Have to ask the Across the Park people coming up next.
On
they'll
the park,
know about that.
Across the park.
It's across the park.
Across
they're
the
on the park, but they go across it.
They go across
to
it.
Get on it. Anyway, they're coming
sure.
up next.
And the next one is Sydney Festival ticket packs. Now, that one also would be quite good. I'd be down for that. And vouchers and more exclamation points. So I take that to mean quite a lot more.
A lot more, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's all sorts of things.
So
we used to have pizzas and, you know.
So to win that, you have to be a supporter.
A
that's
night
a key
in with a
thing,
friend. Well, that's
it?
Right. That's
thing.
Yes, so there's supporters and donators. So do you want to tell us a bit about the difference there?
If you're a donator, it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
And if you're a supporter, it's not?
It's not. But you get the prizes.
But you get the prizes.
See?
So now, you have to do it on the legit phone line, though. So phone line or internet, not
internet.
Just in a wine box like some, you know, certain politicians may have received for their legal fees.
Oh, right. Yeah, Mr. Clements.
I'm talking about Mr. Clements and ICAC this week. It's been a bit interesting.
It is, isn't it? I mean,
who
goes over to Mr. Huang's place. And he goes, oh, look, you know, I'm terribly sorry about your legal fees from your sexual harassment case. Let me help you out. There's a little box upstairs. Have a look and see what's in that. And there's $35,000.
Do you know what I thought was fascinating?
$35,000 in
the
box.
How much is that in lawyers, though? That's not that many hours. My cousin charges a huge amount of money for her legal time. Yeah, anyway.
Well, maybe he used her because he got off.
Interestingly, though, well, she does get people off. Anyway, interestingly, I heard so Jamie said, oh, I thought that was normal because Huang paid for Dastiari's legal fees previously as well.
Ooh,
and I thought,
did we know about that?
Yeah,
we did.
That came out in ICAC this week, and I just thought that was fascinating that you thought, oh yeah, Dusty Ari seems like a straight up kind of bloke, and getting some money in a wine box. This all seems super legitimate.
Absolutely. Why? Yes, in a little box. You know, I mean, it's a bit nicer than the Aldi bag, I suppose.
It is a bit nicer than an Aldi bag. That's true. Yeah. And a little bit less money, I guess. So maybe slightly, like if you take one, you're like, oh, well, might as well take the other one.
And I think it was the cheap plastic Aldi bag too, wasn't it? It wasn't the more expensive one.
What, the refrigerated foil-lined one?
Yeah.
It wasn't a foil-lined one, I don't think. No.
Because they're about $1 or something, aren't they?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to spend that if you're handing over a whole 150,000.
Oh, my goodness. It's breathtaking. And that's not all. There was other stuff as well, wasn't there? There was something else that he got
another money. Vessel? Another money-carrying
amount,
vessel?
A different year or something. It was other stuff.
Oh, like, probably.
It seems to be awful, isn't it? It keeps going.
It's rather fabulous, though, to watch the whole thing unfold. It's sort of like a comedy of errors.
I know. I just keep gasping at the... You know, what did he say the first time? He said, I'm in all sorts. Boy, was that an understatement.
But Huang's still saying he didn't do anything wrong, isn't he? He's still saying he didn't give any money over, but I think at this point it's a bit, you know...
Moot.
Yeah, indeed. Are we going to have some music?
Some music. Now, you've got something lined up for us, haven't you? You might give us a bit of a lead into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Money by
Cardi B.
And a bit of explicit stuff going here.
Yeah, there might be some swearing.
We're an adult program here on The Gristle, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't know if we're past the watershed or whatever. Have but
we?
Anyway.
Right. Well, we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Are you playing?
I'm playing.
Am I playing?
You're playing.
Oh, I'm not playing. Oh, you might have to play through your machine. My machine's no longer taking it.
Really? Well, guess what's not happening?
Nothing. Music's not happening is the answer.
Happening. However, I have a backup plan. I've got another money song by the Doors.
Isn't that lucky? The best thing in life is free.
Now, that's The Doors, and of course, if you want to give some money to Jim Morrison, I think you should, or you could give it to us, 9514 9500, and we'll give it to Jim Morrison. So if you like The Doors, you like Jim Morrison, if you like us, if you like The Gristle, call us now, 9514 9500, and I've got here with Trudette, this is The Gristle on 2SER 107.3, and I've also got Christopher Pine here. Where is he? There he is.
A fixer. How did you fix it?
I fixed it by funding it in another way, which you'll find out in the budget.
Why can't you tell us?
I wanted to be a surprise for you.
All right.
I fixed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we need people like Christopher Pyne. He's very good at fixing himself up a nice little career after politics, isn't he, Trudeau?
It does seem to be. I mean, he's, yeah, look, he does seem to have. Also, poor old Julie's got dragged into his mess. And I think it's mostly because he's such a smarmy little thing that everyone wanted to go after him for his, like, slimy little slide into new career. And they thought, well, we better take Julie along for the ride. I don't know.
Well, apparently she's been giving him all her excess shoes as well.
So. Oh, well, indeed.
So, yeah, because, you know, he uses them for the evening wear.
Oh, God.
But
that's a scary thought.
That's the sort of thing you can find out by listening to The Gristle. And we get some exciting people on The Gristle, don't we, Trudette?
We do. You know what? One of the first times I hosted, we had Kate Fairman from the Greens Party, who was so good. She was talking all about lockout laws and drug testing or pill testing.
Why didn't you tell me she was coming on? I would have come that week.
It was a women's only event.
Oh,
it was,
that's right.
It was Ladies' Day. What was it? I think it was International Women's Day. So we had a ladies' panel, ladies' only panel.
Yeah.
Of course, because we've got a real politician, all the men wanted to come and they just sat there in the corner silently, which was very difficult for them, as you all know, all of our listeners, because you know how much they love shouting over one another.
But look, we're very inclusive here on
we
The
are very
Gristle.
Inclusive.
We'll include anyone and everyone that's got an opinion on anything. And that's the sort of people we have here. And it's a lot of fun, isn't it? We get people from all different walks of life and particularly political walks of life.
Indeed.
And they come in and they learn how radio works. And this is something that when you put your money with us, it's going to a good place. It's developing people's skills and keeping people aware of what's going on in this town.
Yeah, even people like me who are wildly unqualified to cast aspersions on politicians, and yet I do so with wild abandon.
Well, look, you know a lot more than you're letting on, Trudette. You're very well informed.
Very kind of you. I read
the look
news.
At the average person out there. They just listen to The Gristle to get informed, whereas
they
do listen to other sources. I know that you do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do read a bit of. I read some stuff. I even buy my news. I even pay the. The people
thank
money.
You.
Isn't
thank
that
you.
Good?
Us journalists will thank you.
Journalists, yeah, indeed. Yeah. So why is The Gristle important to you, Starbomb?
Look, it gives me a chance to yell at people who I don't agree with. No, it gives you a chance to, during the week I have to do serious stuff, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the week, it's really great to go, you know what, this guy is a real idiot for doing this. I mean, look, how often do we talk about Trump?
We talk about Trump quite a lot.
And we can talk about Trump with impunity here.
Indeed. Well, I mean, as long as we stay
impunity.
On the right side of...
the law?
Yeah, right side of... what's the article
street?
Something or other?
Article anyway, 56?
Yeah, something like that.
Article... Or is that the one we're getting out of Brexit?
Or,
no, 18C. Oh, yes.
51 is Brexit, I think, isn't it?
Possibly. Look, I'm not great with numbers.
that's why we do radio.
Except for 9514-9500, which is what you should be dialing now. Get your little dialing finger out. Dial 9514-9500. If you ever want to hear the lovely Trudette again, this is the way to do it. Make sure that we've got all the resources that we need to have a wonderful Gristle show ready for you. Mind you, we're one of the cheapest shows, I think, on this radio station, Trudette. I mean,
surely
it doesn't.
It's all volunteers. The whole show's volunteers.
Yeah. We just need a bit of headphones, nice microphone, and way to go.
Yeah, up-down desk. That's what we've got these days, an up-down desk. It's pretty fancy, actually.
It is actually fancy.
It's quite nice.
It's
I enjoy
exciting.
It. Yeah.
It's good.
For me, I have a bad back, so I quite like an up-down desk.
Yeah, so look, listeners, listeners of the Gristlers, if you don't understand what an up-down desk is, it's electric. And we press a button, it can go higher if you're taller and... less if you're shorter.
I think height adjustable desk is the correct
term.
Yeah, that's the term. But up down, I think most people
do.
I call an up down desk. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey, speaking of Trump.
Yes.
Did you see the week he's had?
Amazing. He started a war in Turkey.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Well, in Syria, really.
Well, yeah,
through
in
Turkey.
Syria, Turkey
One
is
phone
taking
call.
It on.
Yeah. One phone call, and the bombs are dropping, and people are dying. What a great idea.
Also. What an interesting prospect. I mean, the guy's got a re-election he's got to face next year. He is up for impeachment. He's stonewalling the impeachment proceedings, which, of course, is not looking great for him. And he's sort of pissing off all of the Republican allies he has, who are the few people that are going to stop this impeachment from happening.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting strategy.
Do you think it's sort of a random strategy, or do you think that he actually knows what he's doing? Maybe he's just had enough and wants to get out of there and get back into one of his Trump towers.
Play a bit more golf. I mean, I did read something about this, actually, and they were sort of saying that, and I can't remember where I read it, it might have been The Guardian, they were suggesting that perhaps it's actually an elaborate ruse. And in fact, he may be doing this because he needs a distraction from impeachment. And he also needs to play to his base a little bit because he hasn't done half the things he promised them he would do, and he's up for re-election. So getting out of wars from overseas is actually one of the things he talked about. You know, he did say, you know, I want us to stop fighting these battles overseas. I want American troops out of these places.
But he's created a war.
Well, but
it's not
for
the
him.
War. Yeah, not for him. No, that's true. You're right.
It's war for his allies.
That makes sense, yeah. And I often wondered, look, what do you think about where the Russians are in this? Now, the Russians were big supporters of Assad, right? Yeah. Assad is the president of Syria.
Yeah.
If you're the president of Syria, do you want another country invading you?
Probably not. But then the Kurds were also fighting Assad as well.
Were they?
Well, they were definitely fighting ISIS.
Fighting ISIS.
I don't
Which was
actually,
good for Assad, wasn't it?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. Actually, maybe the Kurds weren't fighting them. You're right. Actually, you're right to point that out because I actually don't know.
Yeah.
They were definitely fighting ISIS.
Yeah, and I wonder whether President Erdogan has had a little chat with old Vladimir, had a phone call or something, because you want to know that you're not going to get bombed by Russian MiGs or something, wouldn't you?
That's true, yeah.
If you turned up with tanks on the border. It's all a very dangerous situation. You've got next door, you've got the Iranians that are on the brink of supplying, nuclear bombs. The Israelis have had nuclear bombs for years.
Yeah.
And who's to say what Trump will do with his button finger?
It's all looking a bit messy, isn't it? Maybe we should actually do a bit more research on this and come back next week, because we don't seem to
know. We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about.
Well, this is not a proper week for the Gristle, so that's okay. We don't have Sam here. Oh, sorry. We don't have.
Outed.
We don't have someone here who actually knows all the facts and can tell us all the facts. But. Oops. And I'm talking about Sam Struthers, of course. And we might just go to a quick break so we can reconfigure ourselves here. Let's see if this works this time, Trudette.
It
might be interesting to see if it works. I'll just put a bit of volume and see what happens.
Big launch bills.
There we go.
Burn out, flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch. I give raw chills. 10 different looks and my looks so kill. I kiss them in the mouth. I feel all grills. Heat in the car. That's no stone wheels. Woo! I was born to flex. Yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks. Money. All I really wanna see is the money. I don't really need a D, I need the money. All a bad bitch need is the money. I got pants in the coupe. Bustin' out the roof. I got pants in the coupe. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass. You get a little bag and take it to the store. Money. Get a little cash. Money. You shake it real fast, you get a little more. Money. I got pants in the coupe. Bussin' out the roof, I got pants in the coupe. Bussin' out the roof, I gotta fly, I need a jet. Shit, I need room for my legs. I got a baby, I need some money. Yeah, I need teeth for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble, ring brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop. Yeah, they go pop. That's me bustin' that bubble. I'm the Sonny with the drip, baby mommy with the clip. Walk out bodies with a bitch, bring a thotty to the whip. If she fine or she fake, goddamn. Walking past the mirror, ooh. Let a bitch try me, boom, hammer time. I was born to flex, yes. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. Woo. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks. Money. All I really wanna see is the money. I don't really need a D, I need the money. All a bad bitch need is the money. I got pants in the coupe, bustin' out the roof. I got pants in the coupe. Touch me, I'll shoot, bow, shake a little ass. You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coupe. Bustin' out the roof. I got pants in the coupe. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bitch, oh, papa, you pop.
You pop.
Bitch, oh, papa, whoever. You know who popped the most shit? The people who shit not together.
Okay.
You know that cardio freak. All my pajamas is leather. Bitch, oh, black on your ass. Wakanda forever. Sweet like a honey bun. Spit like a Tommy gun. Roll your 101. Come get your mommy some Cardi. Yep, tip top, bitch. Kiss the ring and kick rocks, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Ooh, ayy. Make that nigga put the
souffle. I like my niggas dark like douce. He gonna eat this ass like souffle. I was born to flex. Diamonds.
Yeah, that was Money Cardio B.
Not Cardio.
Cardio? Aren't we doing... Cardi B. Cardi B. Sorry. Sorry. I don't know. It's not my generation. What can I say? Your mic's not on. Now it's on, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, now my mic's on. Yeah. I'm just yelling at the one mic that
idiot,
is on.
The idiot that's giving the wrong. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I do talks. I don't do music. Anyway, look, here's someone that can do anything. The Terminator. Oh, no, we can't. Where is he?
Very much in touch and being certain every single day is promoting our national economic plan for jobs and growth, which is, of course, exactly Australia needs.
That's what it needs. It needs Bill Shorten. Unfortunately, we're not going to get Bill Shorten. But anyway, he's still around. He's still giving the running on a few things.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. He's still around. He's Shadow Minister for...
Who cares?
Oh, gee, where is Warm Lettuce? We need him. Something. He's Shadow Minister for Industrial Relations, isn't he?
That sounds about right. Something yeah, like maybe.
That. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of ministers, ex-ministers, we now have the member for Dixon, another favourite of ours here at the Gristle Gristlers. While you're thinking about him, get out your dialing finger and dial 9514 9500. But he's been on the airwaves, hasn't he, Trudette? He's been telling us that we are going to be putting in jail all these people from Extinction Rebellion, all those lovely, you know, school students and so forth, that are Extinction Rebellion-ing all over capital cities throughout the world. But he's going to put them in jail here in Sydney. He says that our police here in Sydney haven't been as good as the ones up in Queensland. Lock them up. That's what he says. Yeah. And what else has he been saying?
Well, at the moment, he's mouthing off about China at the moment. That was only about an hour ago. Yeah, I haven't read the article
properly.
You
hear everything here at Gristle, don't you?
Yeah, hear it first. Heard it first here. Or you probably also heard it first on like the ABC or something where you actually get your news from.
No.
But we're an opinion-based show, aren't we?
That's right.
Rather than a news show. I mean, we kind of talk about what's happened, but mostly it's our opinion on what's happened. And then you get a few tidbits from those various... party hacks that we have in the room when they decide to come
hats.
In wearing their party hats. I know the Extinction Rebellion people are interesting. Everyone wants to run them over this week for some reason, which I find quite fascinating
is that because they've been lying on the roads?
I think that they've been getting in the way.
Getting in the way.
And apparently, apparently people are more worried by being 10 minutes late to work on their drive-in than they are about the climate, which I find quite fascinating given how many people believe in climate change. Because if you read ABC Talks, they did a big survey this week, the ABC
did. It's the one that Annabelle Crabb.
Yeah. And what they found in that is, the vast majority of Australians believe that climate change is something that has been, or I guess exacerbated, caused by, or, all of the above, by human action. So if you believe in climate change, which most of us do,
you should lie down on the road.
Yeah. Why are you more worried about being late to work one day than you are about what these people are protesting for?
It just goes to show you what people's priorities are, don't you?
It does go to show that.
They say one thing and they do another. We haven't got much time left.
Oh,
it's not fair, is it?
How'd that happen?
And people, I hope you're online and looking at 2SER.com and pressing the donate button. Or subscribe button right now, because we haven't got much time left here on the Gristle. If you don't do it now, all the money's going to go to another program. Not that they're not good programs here at the 2SER, but I think you should do it right now. Or give us a call. There's people out there just doing nothing. They're unemployed.
They might be taking calls.
You never know. 9514 9500. They could be taking calls. You're absolutely right.
It's good to keep us here on the Gristle on air too, because
where would you hear this anywhere else?
Where would you hear all sorts of opinions about politicians and all the tidbits about their, private lives and falling out of doors drunk and that sort of thing?
It just doesn't. You wouldn't
get it here. You wouldn't.
We've only got a little bit of time left. So what'll I go out on? Oh. What about some cheap insurance? Oh, that didn't work, did it?
No. Should we just start singing a song? What about that?
I cannot find your cheap insurance.
There you go. You can't do that, but you can give us some.